June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who is your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to pride48.com for more information.
Here we go! For immunity and reward! Survivors ready! Go!
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Survivors Ready, the podcast where a group of old gay men get together and recap Survivor on a semi-regular basis. I'm one of those old gay men. My name is Adam and I am joined tonight by a much older gay man who has just walked away. So I'm going to say a semi-older man who is sitting here, Faye Driver. Hello, Faye.
Well, I am always semi in your presence, Adam, of course.
Only semi? And he
by
can
the
be
way,
found,
go ahead. I'm
he
sorry.
Can be found at Pink. I never remember. What's your
Wingnuts.
What's your
pinkwingnuts.com.
No, it's pinkwheelnutspodcast.com.
Or just Wingnuts.
Pinkwheelnuts.com.
Just leave. You know, I'll get to it later. That's fine.
The important thing is tonight that Faye needs to examine my what is it you need to examine?
Credentials.
My credentials tonight. Yes, so let me just unzip right now.
All right.
He always threatens to do that every show. Oh, you want to see my balls? Here, let me just unzip. It's just
one of these days, you're going to get a chance to see me turn my head and cough.
I'm going to have nightmares forever. I'm trying to, you know how you're always visited by Whitman Tinker or whatever?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to be visited by Whitman Tinker. No offense to Whitman Tinker, but I want to sleep soundly. Anyway.
By the way, we're joined in the chat room tonight by Sam in the Hinterlands, who is definitely glad that this is an audio-only podcast.
Well, he didn't actually show anything. This is, you know, this is theater of the mind. Theater of the mind, you see. Anyway, I'm joined by Big Fatty as well. I didn't introduce you because you had stepped away.
Well, I had just stepped away. I was over at the edge of extinction.
All right. Good.
Can I just say something quickly before
yes.
you get into another spiel? Sam in the Hinterland, she communicated with us here, all of us here at the Survivors Ready podcast. And I would like to say, Sam, you should be on this show with us here. You know, all you need is a headset and a microphone, and you could be here giving us your opinions rather than sending them by
textimonium.
Well, it was an email. Faye, could you turn up your volume just a smidge?
I doubt it, but I'll try.
Okay. Well, you're
and
quieter
by,
than
by headset. He means the iPhone.
Yeah, that's all I'm using.
Earbuds.
If you can't, that's fine. But if you can, that would be great as well.
That'd be.
I'm looking into it. You talk amongst yourselves.
So I do. Okay. Fatty mentioned a personal story. I will just say this for my personal story. I had jury duty for the very first time.
This last week.
And
I was taking it down already. Okay.
I was selected. I was actually selected for the jury. And this was my very first time. And we found the guy guilty and sentenced him to 200 consecutive years in prison.
Wow. Are you allowed to talk about this?
Yeah. It's over. All right. It's over now. So Did you feel badly about it? I did.
Adam?
You know what? I did not know that the jury decided the sentence as well until like the day. So we're like, you know, we decided guilty, like he was guilty. I mean, there was no, the defense had nothing. I mean, the prosecution had all the evidence, everything. He was guilty.
Was there a smoking gun?
Well, he actually shot someone in the leg. So I guess there was a smoking gun, but I didn't know until like that afternoon when she's like, okay, and we'll come back tomorrow so you guys can deliberate on the sentencing. And I'm like, oh, we have to decide. Anyway, it was a fun experience, but I don't like sentencing people to life in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 of the jurors.
So you do have a heart.
First of all, I don't know anyone who's ever been 200 years old.
No, but I mean, that's life. But the thing, this was a compromise. I'll talk about it all about Geeky Gay that's coming out tonight. But short story is me and one other guy did not want to do life because life is without parole. The only thing the judge can change of the jury's recommendation is consecutive versus concurrent. The 200 years is because we decided to do consecutive. But the reason I agreed to that is because if the judge thought it was excessive, she could have changed it to concurrent, which would have dropped it to him only needing to spend 50 years in prison if he got parole, which she agreed with the recommendation and left it consecutive. So he is effectively in prison for the rest of his life.
Unless he lives to be 201.
Unless he lives to be 236, because he's currently 236, okay. Yeah. Well, actually, that's not true. He still gets parole, but it will be at like 150 years or something. So
okay.
He'd have to be 186.
Well, so Vera's age.
Yeah. So it was a very interesting experience, other than feeling bad that I had to give someone life in prison.
Okay. Sam in the Hinterlands likes your idea, Faye Driver.
Yes, I see
but
that.
She needs assistance.
She needs
I can assure
assistance.
You, and Sam in the Hinterlands listens to my show, I can assure you that I do not use the computers nor the cell phones.
I was going to say, Fatty, just call Fatty. I mean, he has a 1-800 tech support line or something.
Hi.
Now that he's retired. All right. Does anyone else have any if you guys want to hear more about my fantastic week of jury duty, you can find that at my podcast, Geeky Gay, which is geekygay.com. Now, does anyone else have a personal story before we get started?
Well, I was going to talk about driving a pickup truck, but I mean,
go ahead.
Far overshadowed or undershadowed by your or overshadowed by your story of sending someone
to prison for driving a pickup truck that
took 200 years to tell. So anyway, go ahead.
Right. I was just going to say, you know, I've been driving a pickup truck around a little bit for this last weekend or two. And I just don't understand you good old boys. Adam, do you have a lot of pickup trucks in your life? Because these pickup trucks, I just don't get it.
I don't know that I have ever driven a pickup truck. I may have, but yes, I do have a lot of pickup trucks in my life. In fact, we live in a, I don't know what you call it. It's like a row of townhomes, whatever you would call it. And
I'd call it a row of townhomes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if there was like a better word than just row of townhomes, but we live in a row of townhomes and we have a, like an alley in the back where everybody's garage is, where, you know, you pull into your garage and you may be aware that a lot of pickup trucks are too large to fit inside a standard garage. So the whole line, I mean, I bet 75% of the townhomes in this row have pickup trucks parked behind their garage that won't fit in the garage. So yes, we have, at the very least, I see pickup trucks every day.
Now, is that because they won't fit in there or because the garage is full of shit?
Well, that too. Actually, I've seen a lot of instances, and I don't know if this is a Southern thing or just a white trash thing, but I've seen maybe, and you know, I mean, I shouldn't say that because some of our listeners may have this. If you have this,
I mean, I might have
I am not calling
this.
You white trash, but there are some people. There are some people who use their garage as another room, like an extra living room. Who couches and TVs. Oh,
you're talking about Kathy Bacon is what you're talking about.
Oh, no, am I?
Okay.
The worst.
Oh, no. Well, then I'm not talking about you, Kathy.
I find it offensive to not put a car in a garage.
I mean, the next thing you know, they'll be moving relatives into their basement. You know.
Does Kathy really have a living room in their garage?
They use I think that's the man cave, if I remember correctly.
All right.
Okay. Well.
Well, Kathy already hates me, so I you know, I'm just piling on.
Oh Lord, just go ahead. I mean, if you're gonna dig the hole, just dig it. Now, Faye, just one quick question about pickup trucks. If they have a number in their name, chances are they're not going to fit in a garage, right? Like an F-150 or a C-290 or whatever.
Yeah, the C-290 pickup truck. I'd like to see that one. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, most pickup trucks are pretty large. Even the tiniest pickup truck, I think you'd have trouble getting into a garage.
Now, you know, I had a pickup truck.
Did you know?
For years. I did. Yeah. I had a Ford Ranger.
That's not a pickup. That's a toy.
You're a very manly man, Fatty.
Thank you. And you know why I got rid of it?
Because it wouldn't fit in the garage?
No, because anytime somebody wanted to fucking move, guess who they called?
Right. Is that the pickup truck that the chair caught on fire of your orange hats?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
No, wait a minute. Is that right? No, that was probably his. No, that was his. All that right. was his pickup truck.
His pickup. Yeah, another family pickup truck.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, let's get on with the show, shall we?
Let's get on with it. Let's get back over to the edge of extinction.
All right. Well, we start off this episode number 7 of season 38 of Survivor. Played on March 27th, went to air. If anyone's checking,
are you now
calendars.
Reading it from Wikipedia?
I am. I should be doing the Wikipedia.
By the way, okay. Sam in the Hinterlands says that Faye's notes are much better than Wikipedia.
Well, thank you, Sam. Sam and me. She's going to be my best friend here.
She's a heavy drinker. I don't know if you knew that or not.
We're I'm perfect for each other. Okay.
So's Faye, mainly when he's driving his pickup truck. Anyway.
We start with the new, it's the merge. So everybody throws down their buffs. They all get this new red buff for the Vata tribe.
Well, unnamed at that point.
Oh, all right. Very good. Okay. And then, they're all excited about merging. And then out of the bushes crawl the five or the six participants from... The edge
of extinction. Now, let me ask this question. Did any of the two of you notice that there were only six stations at the challenge that was set up there when the big group came out, the merge group came out?
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice there were six, no. Adam?
Okay. I didn't pay attention to the number. But I had
Sam.
They had a
Sam
preview.
Noticed that.
Well, they had a preview the week before showing us that the Edge of Extinction folks were coming back right then. So I knew.
Right.
I mean, I figured that was a competition for them. And
right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wasn't. Knew. Yeah. I wasn't confused.
Anyway. All right. I
we
didn't
knew
notice
something
it.
Was up.
Oh, we knew. Yeah.
All right. So they all come back.
Well, is that, by the way, speaking of drinking, is that a gin and tonic?
No, this is a vodka and Italian soda.
Oh.
All right. Getting back to the show. Reem, Chris, Rick, Aubrey, Keith, and Wendy come back. They have to have a big battle. One out of the six of them is going to win. And then they get to carry on with the rest of the crew.
Yeah, and they had, you may be going to say this, but I'll say it anyway. They had their advantages.
Oh, yes, of course. Right. Do you want to talk about those now?
Well, I'll just say, I mean, there's not a lot to talk about, but what's his name? Crotch Boy? Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Had his advantage was in the competition, they have to put together a pole out of bamboo that they have to tie together. So
Chris's pole, yeah.
So Chris had gotten to practice lengthening his pole at the edge of extinction. You almost spit that out.
There goes that. He goes that adult beverage out of his nose.
Yeah, okay. He was able to practice that, so that was his advantage. But Keith, little gay boy Keith, had gotten an advantage to be able to give someone a disadvantage in the competition by adding a bunch of knots they have to untie. Mm-hmm. 30 knots.
So Chris got knotted by Keith.
Yeah, so Chris had both an advantage because he had been able to practice that pole lengthening, and Keith gave him a disadvantage.
I bet you Keith would have liked to help him practice lengthening his pole.
Well, maybe if he'd have let Keith help him practice, then he wouldn't have gotten that 30-knot disadvantage.
Okay.
I don't know, but his crotch was looking nice. They had some good Chris crotch shots in that competition. I'll say that.
Okay. So the competition was, it's a bit of an obstacle run. They have to run, I don't know, get some balls out of a sack, one ball, I guess. And there's a maze with the snake that they have to teeter-totter the rope to pull.
It's too easy. Balls in a sack and a snake.
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? So they go up the ladder, they come down a cargo net, they untie a bag, they have to untie a bunch of knots, they have to build this pole that everyone's been talking about. So they're all actually pretty close mostly throughout, except for Reem, who is hopeless and just gets madder and madder.
She is just awful.
Isn't she a piece of work? Okay, Chris is first. Obviously, because he has the biggest pole and the biggest balls. Aubrey gets a key. Chris gets a key. Everyone's close throughout. Keith is having a lot of trouble with his stick, his own pole. A couple of good quotes throughout this. Jeff says, Chris now has his balls free.
Thank you.
Wentworth says Wonder Boy got his balls. So yeah. that was a particularly memorable part. All right, so everybody basically fails, but in the end, they're all trying to get this ball up this maze without dropping.
Now
the ball
I don't
off.
Want to make fun of
it's
any.
It's kind of like a labyrinth.
I don't want to make fun of anyone with disabilities. But did you notice?
That's about what I will.
But did you? No, I'm not making fun. Oh, I'm not going to laugh.
I know what you're going to do.
I'm not going to laugh, so I'm not making fun. But did you notice that every 30 seconds to a minute, Wendy had to hit her head with one of the handles? She like repetitively was hitting her head, and then she would go back to doing the thing, and then she would repetitively hit her head with the handle again.
Well, she has
back.
Some sort of.
She has Tourette's.
Well, she has Tourette's.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Syndrome, yeah.
So.
But I just thought, without making fun of it, I just thought that Tourette's makes you do things repetitively, I guess, but not. That just seemed. I don't know. That didn't seem like Tourette's to me. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but.
Well, okay, yes, thank goodness. I was very taken. And I was very impressed with Wendy because she does have this Tourette syndrome, which is more pronounced when a person is under stress. So she was working very hard at this challenge, and she was experiencing these tics, which occur for those people with Tourette syndrome. And she was still managing to keep control and was working. I was very proud of Wendy. I've always liked Wendy, and I thought she did very good.
She did
her
well.
Challenge.
I don't dislike her, but I just thought the whole chicken thing and the way she was acting on the tribe.
I kind of dislike her too.
I'm not pulling for her because of that.
Okay.
I do dislike her, but I'm I am impressed with her overcoming her challenges.
My only... go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
The only thing that disappointed me in this this challenge is that the chickens weren't there to to cluck around, you know, while all this was going on.
Well, later in the episode, I don't know if you remember, but later in the episode, the chickens, these people, well, we'll get to that, I'm sure, but the chickens were at the new tribe, or yeah. The new...
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah, keep going.
I just want to say, Sam in the Hinterlands in our chat room says that, yes, Wendy's ritualistic behaviors kicked in, but she was really doing really well at the game for a while. And she also says it's a neurologic in origin. Okay, so...
So is the Faye driver.
She also, Sam also noted that she only noticed this as Wendy was leaving, but she realized that she had the best female body on the show, proportionally speaking.
Yes, she is. Okay.
We wouldn't notice that sort of thing, Sam, so, you know.
Okay, here we go then. All right, so Rick Devens wins the opportunity to come back into the thing. Chris and his panties leave the show. Did you notice how much weight that Chris Devens has lost? Looking thinner?
Well, everybody is. They're starving. They can't catch the damn chickens.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about this then. The six people play their game. Five of them lose, and they say, "Do you all want to go back to extinct? You can keep playing." Jeff says, and they're all really excited. Do you all want to go back to Extinction Island? And of course, they all say, "Well, yes, I'm all." Five of them decide they're going to go back to Extinction Island.
I believe you mean the edge. Of extinction.
Correct. That's what I meant. But then two of them leave, like, immediately.
Oh, they get over there, and Wendy and Keith raise the flag. Get us out of here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, have either of y'all looked at their Ponderosa videos now that they quit?
No.
I have not.
No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sure we will at some point, but I just watched the episode this afternoon, so.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Faye's still watching it right now.
Well, I always watch them on the day we record, so I'll remember everything. Because if I watched it on Wednesday, by Sunday, I'd have no clue what happened.
You'd sound like me.
Well, you could take some notes.
True. I used to until you started taking such good notes. And okay, I'm like, well
I'm not going to be here next week. So you better let's come up with a solution. All right. So the losers go back to the edge of extinction. And everybody else goes and has a nice big pig out feast. Aubrey cries. Reem whines. I don't know. Wendy. This is after commercial. All right. We go to commercial. We come back to Extinction Island. We've already talked about it. Two of them leave. Good enough. Goodbye. I don't know. We're into the middle of the show now.
Right.
We go back to the new tribe, the Vata tribe.
Right.
Has anyone said it? How do you say it?
I don't know.
Veda, like data?
I didn't recall them saying the name. I didn't pay attention to them saying the name. So you saying that is the first I've noticed the tribe name. So,
all right,
Vata, probably if it's a tribal.
Probably Vata.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're all talking about who's going to vote for who. Wentworth is plotting with Joe. Joe doesn't trust the Camas. The girls all get together and say we're all going to kick out Rick Devens, except Julie likes Rick.
And she thinks it's terrible. It's just terrible to even consider throwing him out again.
Right.
Well, you know, I didn't think that was too uncommon because Big Brother and Survivor both, when somebody comes back after they've already gone away, either been voted off or, you know, whatever, They always have a target on their back. That's common because here, Fatty, I'm going to say something you're going to love, because you get less blood on your hands when you vote out someone who's just returned. You know, they've already been voted out once. And anyway. So I didn't think that was, I thought that was, you know, a kind of to be expected, for lack of a better word.
Okay. All right. Well, it's okay. So we end up now, it's day 18. Rick finds the 50-50 idol in his, the immunity idol in his rucksack, his valise.
His valise.
And he has to share this immunity with somebody. It's not good for the tonight's idol or tonight's tribal. So it's no good to him right now, but he has to give one half to another player, and then I guess they can.
If neither of them were voted out at that evening's tribal council, so then the two pieces could be put back together, and it would be an active idol.
Right. Okay. Presumably to save both people, right?
Well, I don't think it said that.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's an open-ended, who gets to use it? Okay.
No, it's not to save both. I'm pretty sure it's a regular immunity idol, but it has to be used, like, I don't think it's one that saves both of them. I think it's one that saves one person, but it was the reason they made it be a thing that you have to give half of it to someone else is so he would have a bargaining chip, like something to say, hey, I'm going to give you half of this, but it's not good until after tonight or after the tribal council tonight. Right. So you have to keep me in or else it's no good.
Okay, so I agree with that. But so he goes and directly he gives it to his best friend who's going to vote for him anyway. Why wouldn't you go and give it to somebody who you were not on good terms with?
Right. He didn't use it as a bargaining chip.
No, he just blew it on his bumhole friend.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, that's not how I would have done it. I would have used it more strategically.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of strategy there.
No. Okay, so we go to the big immunity challenge. So everybody is playing in this game for immunity. It's you stand on a beam, you hold a statue on the end of a stick. This looks very difficult. And then at certain intervals, you have to move down the beam to where it's more, I guess the beam gets thinner.
It does.
Where it's more difficult to keep your balance. And the wind is blowing
like
crazy.
The wind,
and
they're like doing it in a tornado.
Yeah, what the hell? Can't you do these things in the morning, for Christ's sake, when the wind's not up? I mean,
it probably makes for more drama. They probably wait until the wind. They're like, we're going to hold off on this game until the wind kicks up a little bit. Make it a little harder.
Right. All right. So, I mean, people get kicked out on this really quickly. As soon as they start.
And did y'all think that the little statues look like the Virgin Mary?
Yeah. What is with that?
I did. I just thought that was odd.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be a monkey or a something like?
Well,
some
right,
sort of
but it, to me, it just looked like the Virgin Mary sitting out there on the end of their sticks.
Isn't Fiji a heavily Catholic country? Though maybe it's just a little nod to the government of Fiji for letting them film on their pristine lands.
I don't know.
Okay. So. Anyway, we didn't like that Mary.
Mary.
All right.
Well, I would have been out after about a second. I don't think I would be good at balancing challenges.
I think you should go and try this out in the lane when all your buddies in their pickup trucks are going to work in the morning.
Exactly.
Get a big long shovel.
Virgin Mary statue.
The Virgin Mary. I have a Virgin Mary laying around here somewhere, I'm sure.
Right. Well, I mean, aren't there lots of Mexicans there? They probably have them in their front yards, right?
Oh my God. Race.
I'm sorry.
I can't respond to that, Faye. I don't want to
take it out.
I don't want to be part of your racism.
I'm mad at pickup trucks. I'm just taking it out on the pickup trucks.
Okay.
Okay. So do you want me to list all the people who fell down on this one?
Well, they all fell except
the winner.
Who were the last two?
Well, the last two were Joe. It was Lauren, Julie, and Joe. Lauren fell after a gust of wind.
No, it was it was Lauren, Julie, and Joe. Lauren is the one who gets sick all the time.
Right.
Who the rice makes her sick. Julie is the Etsy person who sells stuff on Etsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we know who Joe is. Joe.
Boy, do we ever.
I don't know what Joe. Well, I don't know what happened to Joe, but all of a sudden he his arm just flailed. I mean,
he lost his footing.
He raised his arm or something, and then boom, the Virgin Mary hit the floor. And
the order was Ron, Gavin, Wendy, Rick, Victoria, Ori,
Aurora,
Kelly, Eric, Julia, David, Joe, and Lauren. So right. That meant that Etsy girl won.
Etsy woman won. Yes.
So, and then she gets the big necklace. No more idols. Just
right.
The necklace.
And her name is Julie Rosenberg.
Oh. Hmm. And she's very impressed with herself. She says, I've been watching the show for 18 years. I just wanted to prove to my kids and my husband so that they could be proud.
Ugh.
So I hope she's not getting beaten at home, being told that she's worthless.
anyway.
Thank you to Sam and the Hinterlands for all the Sam is feeding us information in the chat room. For those of you who aren't listening to us live right now, you could be here on pride48.com with Sam and the Hinterlands.
Right.
Thank you, Sam. Okay, so Julie wins the thing. Mm. It's after the challenge. We see all the talk. People are talking. Who are we going to target? People want to target Kelly Wentworth. They want to target Rick Devins. They want to target Joe. Now, was Joe not looking very Pirates of Penzance when he got
He was looking very Pirates of the Caribbean. Maybe that's what you meant. He looked just like Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean. Like,
agreed.
That long hair with the what are they, buff? He had his buff like a bandana. And I don't know, somewhere he got some eyeliner because it looked like eyeliner.
He spent all of his time painting the new banner for the new tribe.
Oh, is that what he was doing? Oh,
yes. Yeah.
They said he spent all his time painting, but I didn't catch that he was painting a banner.
It's not like they dropped off tempera paint for them to have arts and crafts.
What's the point of painting? What? I don't get that.
Anyway.
Go chop some wood, you dingbat. All right. Well, anyway, there's a whole bunch of talk. Do we want to talk about the talk?
Well, yeah. I mean, so Kelly Wentworth wanted to have a little bit of an alliance with Joe because she's like, oh, all of the Kama tribe is still here pretty much. And she wasn't on Kama, so she's like, you know, I think the only person I can really talk to is Joe because he's another returnee.
But she didn't want to.
No, she talked to him.
I know, but she's like, oh, here we go again. I'm depending on Joe.
Sucking up to Joe.
Right.
She said effectively.
And so, you know, she's talking to him. Julie Rosenberg had previously in the episode had made a comment on her one-on-one that she thought it would be good to work with Joe. Or, you know, that she thought he would be a good person to work with. But
And she was also the one that did not should vote Rick out.
Right.
So
she thought that was just mean.
And yeah, also, previously, people have been saying we should keep Joe around because he does all the work and catches all the fish. We'll just keep him for a while.
So somebody, and I don't remember who it was, maybe you have it in your notes, but somebody went up to a bunch of the comma folks and said, I think we should vote out David.
David's name came up also.
We should vote out David or Rick, and we should split the vote between those two so that, you know, so that we get, if one of them has an idol or something, we get one of them out. And it might have been Kelly that did that, because I think she was talking to all the girls.
I believe it may have been. Maybe Sam in the Hinterlands can tell us in the chat room. She keeps very good notes herself. And, but yes, go ahead.
Well, yeah, so that happened. And so they were that.
And they're the two that have the halves. The halves of the.
Yes, right.
Special idol.
Mm-hmm. And so then Ron.
That seemed a little contrived to me because they both have the two halves of the. I mean, I don't think that conversation would have been in the show had those two not had the two halves of the idol.
Well, certainly they edited it in. I think the conversation probably happened. I mean, I think it genuinely happened. They didn't go up to him and say, hey, would you guys have this conversation? I don't think they did that. But
no,
they have a lot of footage, and I'm sure they put that footage in because of the fact.
Yeah.
You know, and Rick was a returnee from Edge of Extinction. But then.
From where?
Edge of Extinction.
Edge of Extinction.
Yeah, that. So then Ron from the Kama tribe. Now, if you guys don't know, he's the gay guy who taught them the dance. You know, yes. Kama, whatever. So he is becoming a little bit of a power hungry person, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes up to, I don't know, Victoria or one of them and says, well, I think this is our time to get out Joe. You know, I mean, I know you guys want to vote out David or Rick or whatever, but I don't think Joe has an idol. And I think Kama needs to stay strong and we need to just vote Joe out.
Correct.
And so that was kind of the two or three conversations that I remember happening.
Yeah. That was about the size of it, I think.
And then they go to tribal.
Away they go. Do-do-do. Anybody who doesn't have a torch, grab one now and light it in the fire.
You know, this is the thing that gets me is there are still people who haven't been to tribal yet, which tells you how fucking bad that other tribe was.
Well, yeah. So Joe's, whatever tribe Joe was on, had not been to tribal. Joe right. has not been to tribal up to this point, right?
I'm pretty sure you're right.
So
well, he is now.
Right,
his first chance at tribal, and they talk a bit. I don't know what they all talked about. It's going around in circles, trying to point fingers at each other.
No, but they all come in and they all sit down, and then Jeff says, let's bring in our jury.
Right.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Who's the jury?
Dun, dun, dun. You know, because jury, you know, mm-hmm. the, you know, there is a jury, but it was odd because it was the three remaining people from the edge.
Of extinction
that showed up. Sam, the jury decides who wins. Okay. So evidently there's a chance all of them might be on the jury at some point. So it's to give all of them the possibility. I was taken back.
So, well, I get what I was too, because that would be if they're going to have all of the Edge of Extinction people plus, you know, I guess the jury normally starts around Merge, right?
Yeah.
So now anyone who was voted off from Merge forward, I think would be on the jury normally. So, correct. But that's going to make, it's either going to make the jury larger than normal or like you kind of hinted at, Fatty, maybe, and I didn't think about this, but maybe they're just letting those Edge of Extinction folks see all the tribals because they don't know who might be on, who might come back and then be on the jury possibly.
Right.
So that could be. And they did, this is unrelated, but did we say that their Edge of Extinction is continuing with all of the people who are voted out going forward as well? So I guess we did say
because
that.
They raised the flag and Keith and Wendy left.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
After saying, after they said they were going back, so.
Well, they both had very good reasons, apparently. Anyway, yes.
Tired of being on the Edge of Extinction.
Right. I've come as far as I can come.
Well, Wendy just basically said, you know what? I got the experience I wanted to get. So, you know, I'm good.
And Keith said, I want my mama.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay, exactly. So the vote then. Shall we just tell them the vote? All right. Well, Rick Devens gets 2 votes. Wentworth gets 2 votes. David gets 3 votes. And the winner is Joe with 5 votes. So he gets the boot.
And it was interesting how Jeff read the votes because he read back and forth. Rick, Wentworth, David. Rick, Wentworth, David. You know, and like that. And then all of a sudden, Joe.
Right.
Joe. Like he was trying to draw it out. You didn't even know, you know. It was interesting because I was thinking, oh, it's going to be. And then I do not. It was a good. Apparently, she knew more than I did. But I didn't know why Wentworth did not play her idol. Because she and Lauren both have idols that, you know, they'd probably play for each other as well because they're working together. And her name was tossed around. Surely she knows, you know, she's one of the possible ones. And she didn't use her idol, so.
Well, she obviously felt safe. Okay, well, Joe gets the boot. Should we tell him who voted for Joe?
Sure. And they showed who voted this time.
Yes, they did. Very quickly.
They haven't done it before now.
So the votes for Joe were Julia, Eric, Victoria, Pippi Longstockings, Gavin, Cutie, Ron, the gay dancer, and Julie, the immunity girl.
Okay.
So Joe goes back to Extinction Island, and he's welcomed with open arms.
Well, it's Joe.
Well, yeah.
Well, he's gonna be fishing for them and build them a shelter and you know.
All right. And that's the end of the show. That's this episode.
Right.
We have a teaser.
Chris has gotta be unhappy that Joe has already been voted off because Chris probably in a physical challenge could beat all of the remaining Edge of Extinction folks.
Right.
But now Joe's back, who wins like everything,
right.
or now he's on Edge of Extinction. So now Chris has to compete against Joe whenever they have their next competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the teaser for next week is
Ron says, "I'm the puppet master." Ron is our gay friend, right?
Yeah, right. The one who's full of himself now, who just thinks he's running the show, apparently.
David is scheming about something. I didn't quite get what he was on about. Someone's after him or something. And then there's a medical emergency on the balancing challenge on the beach.
Oh, right.
Medic! What happened? Everyone's standing there with their boxes on their head.
Those normally turn out to be less severe than what they make them out to be on the previews. You know, they make a big deal out of it, and then it's like someone has a nosebleed or something.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember one or two where they actually people left the game, like a Beast Mode Cowboy or whatever.
Yeah, Beast Mode Cowboy left.
Got heat stroke or something and left the game a few seasons ago, but.
And then there was that one guy last season who broke his back in the boat.
Yeah. That's got to suck. You make it through the competition and then you can't get on, you can't get in the boat or out of the boat. You slip, break a hip. So let's do our, so we have this competition.
Right.
Yes. And so we need to go ahead and take care of that. So here's what we're going to do. First of all, we're all going to choose a number between 1 and 50. All right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to choose one as well. And we're going to, whoever gets the closest without going over is going to be the first one. And then whoever gets the next closest is going to be the second. And then the third closest is going to be the third.
So we don't get to choose teams. I want Big Fatty on my team.
Oh.
What? No, we can't have you're choosing Survivor members. You're okay. Your own team. So then what we're going to do, it's going to change up. We're going to go, whoever wins is going to go first, then second, then third. And then third person is going to go with their second choice, and then second, and then first.
Oh, these are like my holiday picks.
Okay. Ugh. And one other rule. We each get one Edge of Extinction. There you go. Member on our team. So you can choose any of the current, but we get one each. So the way the numbers are going to work, we currently have, let me count again. I think we have 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have 12 members right now. So each of us will get 4 plus one Edge of Extinction. So we'll each have 5 team members.
And once they're taken,
They're not available. Correct. So
okay. And Sam, macaroni. you can pick your own team, not worrying about us.
Yes. And all right. So points start, you know, obviously we already know what happened this episode, so points start accruing this Wednesday's episode. This right. coming Wednesday's episode, and we don't get negative points, only positive points.
Okay. Can you run down what our point values are? That what are we shooting for?
Do that, Adam.
Did I ever put that on the website?
I don't know.
Let's see if I have that on the website. You know what? I don't have that. I will have to look and see. No, I can't. But next week I'll go over that.
The idea is we want to choose people who are either going to win competitions and voted off.
And find advantages and things like that.
Yeah, so you get somewhere I have it written down, and I'll put it on the website as well. But you get points for I'll send you guys an email before Wednesday so you know I'm not cheating. But you get points for finding an immunity idol, playing an immunity idol successfully, winning a challenge, an immunity challenge, and you also get points for making it to the top. In Big Brother, we do like the top 3 and then the winner.
And this ends up with 3 people at the end, too. So I say the top 3 again.
So you'll get points for the top 3, and you'll get points for the winner. And I say we also do points for whoever makes it back from the Edge of Extinction. If that's your team member, you get some extra points for that.
Okay.
And so it's a cumulative thing, and whoever has the most points at the end.
Let's choose the Edge of Extinction player first, then.
Well, we got to pick our numbers.
We got to pick our number first.
Okay.
I got mine.
Well, we're going to tell them so we know.
Mine's a secret. It's one up from the winning number.
Oh, I see.
So you're over then.
Oh, shit.
So my number is going to be 16.
I choose 38.
I'm 26. Number generator?
That sounds like a very voluptuous woman. 16. 26.
Wait, you were, what 16, were you saying?
38. 38.
38. And Fatty, you were what?
26.
26. Okay, so I have a random Google number generator right here.
Oh, Google isn't random.
All right, the number that Google selected is 25.
Oh!
So,
I'm the closest without going over. So now you guys can either redraw and I do another one, or since both of you went over, I can just go the closest to 25 regardless.
I defer to Big Fatty.
Okay. I don't care.
So then I'm first.
Oh, he gets to be first this time.
It'll be the last time.
That would put Fatty as second and Faye as third.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go
edge of extinction person.
Oh my God, this is hard because I really.
Oh God.
I am going to go with. Should I go with my head or my heart here?
Oh my God.
I'm going to go with.
This is going to take longer than that sentence that guy's having to serve on in that jury.
200 years, yeah.
You know what? I don't care if I win the competition. I'm going to pick Chris.
I don't care. I'm going to pick the best player. All right.
No, because Joe, I think, is a better athletic player than Chris. So I think those two against each other, Joe's probably the one that's going to come back. But anyway. All right. So, Fatty, it's your pick now.
So can we just review? On the edge of extinction, we have Chris, Joe, Aubrey, and Reem. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Right. I'm going to choose Aubrey.
Oh. All right.
Okay. I'm just making a note here. I have to make my notes, of course. Well, I mean, I'm not taking Reem. Like, who would be stupid enough to take Reem? So I guess that leaves me with Joe.
All right.
That's not a bad consolation prize.
Yeah, all right, so Faye, now you go next again to make it more fair. And so now we're doing members that are still there, and I'll just tell you who's still there. We have Victoria, Julia, Ron, Wardog, Rick Devins, Eric, Aurora, Lauren, Julie, which is Etsy Woman, Kelly, Gavin, and David, or who we have left.
Well, I'm going to take Gavin because he's so cute. I can't pass him and Joe up being on my team.
I'm going to take Victoria.
You know, you're picking all women, which is unusual for you. I mean, normally you don't go with the women. Well, I'm going to go with... I am going to go with, such a hard choice.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with Kelly Wentworth.
No, that wasn't a hard choice. That was obvious.
Well, I was trying to decide whether I pick a cute boy or someone that's playing the game.
Okay, and then you get to go again.
Right, I get to go again, so I'm going to pick Eric Halfman.
I'm going to choose Julia.
Wow, Fatty, you're really surprising me going with this all-female team here.
Hmm. So it's to me.
So wait, Fatty, just to clarify, not Julia, right?
Julia.
Okay.
Okay, well, there's a lot of good players down in left over here, so... I think I want to pick Rick, the news anchor, Rick Devins.
All right.
All right. And your fourth?
Right. My fourth. I'm going to take, let's see. I kind of think I want Ron, the gay dancer.
Okay.
But maybe I should put a woman on my team.
Are you Lauren? Still thinking about
so
that?
So you're still thinking. You're still thinking.
I'm sorry. Don't commit to Ron just yet. Just let me look at the rest of the docket here. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take Ron.
And to make it an all-female team, I'm going to choose David.
Well, you know, you have one more. We have five each, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do... Well, there is no way I can do War Dog because he's like Tony, and I just don't like him. So I am going to go with Julie Rosenberg.
Good choice.
And then I'm also going to go with... Well, crap. I don't want to pick him because I don't like him.
Do we really want to take five people? Shouldn't we just take four? I think it would be more interesting to have four only.
Okay. Do we want to just do four?
I'm fine with four.
All right. So if we're doing four, I have Chris, Kelly, Chris from Edge of Extinction, Kelly Wentworth, Eric H., and Julie. Fatty has Aubrey, Victoria, Julia, and David, who's a returning player. And Faye has Joe, Gavin, Rick, and Ron.
Correct.
So we each have a returnee. And I'd say we have a pretty good mix, actually.
Yeah.
Let's great. Just say that Sam chose Gavin also for the cute factor. Mm-hmm. But also because he's awfully good at throwing things. She chooses Aubrey also.
Okay, she wants anyone who cried like that on camera to have another chance.
Oh, Aubrey. Okay, so can we just say who has not been chosen?
Sure.
So know when they win, we can all Reem. Be fools.
Mm-hmm. Well, Reem wasn't chosen from the Edge of Extinction, and then
War Dog
wasn't chosen, and Lauren wasn't chosen, mm-hmm. and Aurora.
Correct.
And probably when I say Aurora, you're like, who? And that's probably why she wasn't chosen.
Yes.
Because she's
I saw her today, and I didn't know who she was.
I know, right? They had some one-on-one with her. I'm like... Who's that? Do I know that person?
Where did that person come from? All right. Sam has chosen five, and she's keeping all of hers. Okay.
All right. Well, sure. You don't win anything if you win because, you know, we don't win anything either. So
did we say that Sam and Hinterland sent in a couple of emails now? I haven't read the most recent one, but I think we should thank her for participating in the
yes,
show.
Yes, thank you for participating.
And she had many good points that we might have talked about already, but thank you, Sam. I loved your email.
I loved both of them as well. They were great.
Sam chose Aubrey, Gavin, Aurora, because she didn't know who she was, Julie, and Rick.
And anyone else who wants to participate in the Survivors Ready podcast can email us also to.
They can email. We didn't do a show email, so they can email us at our individual emails. AdamBurns.uk@gmail.com.
Well, that's the only one you need to email.
All right. Well, do we have anything in closing, guys, or what? Are we ready to wrap this show up?
You can find me at pinkwheelnuts.com.
All right. Julie is dropping Julie. I mean, Sam is dropping Julie.
All right.
Oh, Leftovers just joined us. Hi, Leftovers.
Well, just to remind everyone, you can play along in the game by choosing one Edge of Extinction person and three of the remaining returnees. And if you're not a co-host on Survivors Ready, you can choose anyone, no matter whether they were already chosen or not. And we will have points over at SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com this week So you'll be able to click on a contest link, and you'll be able to see, like, keep up with your points. And we'll go over that every single week to determine which one of us is going to win this little game. So you can, Fatty, where can people reach you?
Well, for another 85 episodes, you can hit me at Ruined at Big Fatty Online.
All right. You can find me at geekygay.com and all of us at pride48.com. We will see you next week.
Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.